Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we choose to rejoice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree in the matchless name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. I declare also in the name of Jesus that our footsteps have already been ordered by the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare strength and power to your people. I decree and declare favor and wisdom shall be poured out to your people. I declare and decree that the favor of God shall rest upon your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. I decree and affirm in the name of Jesus that all shall be well. I declare that our finances, our health, our family, and our relationships are blessed. I declare and decree that everything we put our hands to, it shall prosper and it shall multiply in the name of Jesus. I declare that we are the Word made flesh, and everything that we declare and decree, it shall be so. I declare in the name of Jesus that your Word shall live big on the inside of us, because we are becoming that very Word. I declare in the name of Jesus that everything is going to work out according to God's plan and purpose for our life, in the matchless name of Jesus. Come on, people of God, let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Father God, I thank you for this day that you've given to us. Father God, I thank you for life, health, and strength today. We thank you, Father God, for coming and entering into your gates with thanksgiving. We're entering into your courts with praise. Oh God, we are thankful and we bless your name today. We bless your name today. We bless your name today. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, for the praise report. We thank you for the good report, Father God. We thank you right now that you are working things out, even now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now that you are moving in a mighty way, even on this midnight cry, Father God. Oh, as we cry out to you, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for a boldness and a new zeal, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for a fresh anointing right now, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. Satan, you are a liar, and we are walking in truth. We are walking in newness. We are walking in transformation. We are walking in the prophetic word. We are walking in the rhema word. There is nothing that you can do to stop us, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the commandments to obey. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the commandments to be willing to be used by you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are using us for the expansion of the kingdom, and that the kingdom is operating in us, Father God, and operating through us, Father God, as we walk in those principles, Father God, of the kingdom. And we thank you, Father God, that you are loosing the kingdom right now, as it is on in heaven, be now as it is on earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
We praise you. We glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you for being a God that's all powerful, that's everywhere, that knows all. Lord, we just thank you for just giving us this opportunity, Lord, to come before you. and acknowledge you as God, and beside you there is no other. Lord, we thank you for moving by your spirit among the leaders all over this land. Lord, continue to encourage the heart that they continue to go forth in your righteousness, Lord. Lord, we even pray for the heads of government, Lord, that you touch, Lord. Lord, order their steps as they're making decisions concerning those, your people, all over this land, Lord. Lord, even those incarcerated, touch right now. Lord, supernaturally just change their life. Give them new direction and clarity of purpose, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are sick and shut in, Lord, we thank you for manifestation of healing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for every family that's represented on this phone line, on this conference call, Lord, that you do, Lord, every petition that's brought before you, Lord. Lord, stay, set free, heal, deliver, Lord. Move like never before. Bring supernatural manifestation of breakthroughs, Lord. Deliverance, freedom of children, Lord. Save, Lord, every child, every youth, Lord, touch right now. Lord, give them clarity of purpose, Lord. Order their steps, Lord. Move like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for marriages right now. We thank you for restoration, reconciliation of relationships. Lord, that you continue to lift up every relationship of marriage as well as our family relationship, mother and daughter, father and son. Lord, repair, Lord, restore, Lord, renew, reconcile, strengthen right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we just thank you for giving us clarity and purpose of what you've called us to do. Lord, continue to touch and renew our minds, our hearts, our spirit, Lord, and that we be submissive to your ordering of our steps, Lord, in what you would have us to do, even in this season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the whole entire prophetic family, Lord, the company of prophets, Lord, ministry, continue to shield and protect and continue to overflow with your blessing hand, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we decree and declare, Lord, the newness of spirit, newness of power, newness of revelation, newness of understanding in the things of God. Lord, and we thank you on today. We thank you for all things becoming new. We thank you for new mercies and grace, Lord, as we continue to move forward, Lord, that we don't slow down, but we continue to be active into what you're calling us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We honor you on tonight, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would allow us to see yet another day, yet another morning, Lord God. And I thank you for the opportunity to continue to walk in your will, your grace, and your favor. And I pray for all those on this telephone line right now, Lord God. That you would hear their hearts, that you would hear their prayers, Lord God. I pray that you would reveal yourself like never before to each and every one of us. Take us to new levels of wisdom and spiritual insight, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your constant love, unconditional love and mercy upon our lives, even when we fall short, Lord God. We thank you for meeting us there. We thank you for your loving hand. Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that areas of confusion come clear, Lord God. I pray that areas of doubt, Lord God. And I thank you most of all for humility, Lord God. Humility in you, Lord God. I pray that you continue to carve and shape and create in us, Lord God, your kingdom here on earth. We thank you for the opportunity to experience you, to know you, and to be with you each and every day. But I pray for the hearts, Lord God, that are in pain, the hearts that are crying behind closed doors, Lord God. I pray for those, Lord God, that they will come to know that this is there at the right place, at the right time, that nothing is in vain, Lord God, but everything is for your glory. Lord, I pray for those family members and distant friends, Lord God. I pray that you continue to use us to show forth your glory through us, Lord God, in your mighty, mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Father, I thank you for families. I thank you for the encouragement that we give families. Father, I thank you for language. I thank you for effective language that brings us forward. Amen. And I thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you right now, Father God. We come before you, humbling ourselves, Father God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, God, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Father God. Sins of omission, sins of commission, God, we bring before you. We thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, Father. And even as Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, Father God, we come praying at midnight and we thank you right now for loosing the chains, loosing the bands of wickedness. We thank you, Father God, for breaking every yoke by the anointing, even by your word, Father God. We thank you right now, Lord, that your word is more powerful than any two-edged sword, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're saying.
Amen. And God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time that we have together. God, I thank you for my siblings and my mother, God. I thank you for my father. I thank you for my grandfather, Master Prophet, and my grandmother, Pastor Deborah, God. I thank you for my whole family, and I thank you for my Zoe Ministry family, God. As it reads in Joshua, in the book of Joshua, God, let every house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let every household begin to praise your name, God. Let every household begin to worship you even now, God. I thank you for everything that you've done, God. I thank you for pouring my steps each and every day, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you so much for your presence. I know your presence is with us in a powerful way tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for victory, Lord, and the testimonies that are coming through this midnight cry unto you, Father. Thank you for continued breakthroughs and overflow, even with finances, Lord, recovery and restoration. Let there be continued testimonies, Father, of miracles, as we even have come from a prophecology of miracles. Thank you for the work you are doing in and through the ministry, Lord God. And Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, continue to guide and direct as you globalize the prophetic, Father. Thank you, Father, that you have not forgotten us, that you remember us, Lord God, and help us to guard our hearts and minds, that we will stay fixed on you, Father, and allow you to mold and shape us, Father. Thank you for all your plans for good, and continue to direct our path, Lord. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord God. Continue to refresh us and direct us, Father God, and look not at circumstances, and bring healing and restoration to issues in our hearts, Lord God, that need healing. Bring that refreshing, Father, and strengthening as we move forward in you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you now. We thank you now for another midnight cry, Father. We thank you for another opportunity, Father, to just humbly come before you, Father God. And we thank you right now, Father, for your prophet, your humble servant, Father. We thank you and we lift him up before you now, Father. And we decree and declare, Father, speedy recovery, Father. Father, we decree and declare all of his muscles, all of his bones, all of his cells, Father. We speak them back into integrity. We see him healed, whole, and complete, Father. We know that by your stripes, Father, we have been healed. Thank you so much, Father God. We thank you because we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Father God, we thank you for giving us purpose. We thank you for having a plan for us, Father. Plans for us to prosper, Father. Plans to give us a future. Plans to give us a hope, Father. Father, thank you so much, Father. We thank you even now, Father, for family. We thank you for our leader, Father, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Father. We thank you for all of your servants, Father. We thank you for the company of prophets, Father. We thank you for the people of God that are on this line, believers or non-believers, Father. Father, we thank you for turning their hearts, Father. Father, continue to do a work only you know how to do, Father. Father God, we thank you because we know that in all our ways, Father, we need to acknowledge you, Father, such that you may make our path straight, Father. Father God, we thank you that we're not conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, Father, but we've been transformed, Father, by the renewing of our mind. Father, we thank you for renewing our mind. We thank you for touching the minds of our children, Father. We thank you for touching the minds of our grandparents, Father. We thank you for touching the minds of our guardians, Father. We thank you for touching the minds of our spouses, of our husbands, husbands, of our wives, Father. We thank you now, Father. We thank you for innovative ideas, Father. We thank you for new ideas. We thank you for creative futures, Father, and new possibilities, Father, that you have us walking into, Father. We thank you for covering and divine hedge of protection, Father. And above all, we thank you for your grace, your love, your peace, your everlasting kindness, Father, that you abound to each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we come to you with a humbleness. We come to you with an open heart. We come to you with gladness. We come to you with thankfulness for all the life that you have given to us. Father God, anyone in this on this line that is dealing with relatives that needs healing, God, we ask that you send the healing angels at their aid, God. Father God, we lift up our children before you, God. We lift up our sons and our daughters, God. We ask that you cover them in this season, God. Cover them when they're school. Cover them when they're traveling, God. Father God, we ask them to guide and lead them with the people that connect with them, God, to open up their senses, God, their prophetic intuitions, God, that you have given them. Father God, we come to you and we say thank you for the peace that you have given to us. We say thank you for the joy that you continuously give to us. Father God, we thank you for the increase that you have given to our lives, God. Father God, we ask that you do it again, God. Do it again in our lives, God. Show your favor and mercy for us, God. Father God, you get the praise, you get the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for your power. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop. We thank you, God, for our pastor. We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection and traveling grace and mercy as they go to and fro, Lord God, globalizing the prophetic. We thank you for divine favor. We thank you, Lord, that they've given, and it shall be given unto them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into their bosom. We thank you, Lord God, that you said if we ask and keep on asking, and seek and keep on seeking, we shall find. If we knock and keep on knocking, the door shall be opened unto us. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, it shall be opened unto us. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for cancers drying up. We thank you, Lord God, for kidney stones being dissolved in the bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blood pressure being regulated. We thank you, Lord God, for lungs being cleared of all debris and all tar and nicotine, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for digestive tracts being brought into divine balance. We thank you, Lord, for inflammation being removed from the joints, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for body weight being regulated, Lord God. Hormones being brought into balance, Lord God. We thank you, God, because you are Baal-Perazim. You are the master of breakthroughs. And we decree and declare breakthrough in healing, breakthrough in finance, breakthrough in business opportunities, breakthrough in every family dynamic where there is strongholds, Lord God. We pull down every stronghold of the enemy right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is the day you have made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be continued in my mouth. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as your word says, men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. We refuse to faint in this season. And Father God, I thank you right now in this season that you are beginning to become, cause divine uncommon favor upon your people. Father God, we thank you for the praise report, for our prophet in Jesus' name. We thank you for sowing ministry, church family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for divine protection, healing, restoration, and divine uncommon favor. Hallelujah. And that miracle working power, that dunamis power, hallelujah, and prosperity will begin to flow like never before in their ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for everyone that is on this call right now. And I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in every life, God, in every family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree right now divine protection in the name of Jesus. Saint of the Lord rebuke you. We renounce your assignment against our homes, against our family, against our community, against our state right now, and our city right now. We renounce every assignment. We call it null and void. You have no dominion in our lives right now. And we speak salvation to every unsaved loved one in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to hasten the word of the Lord. You begin to hasten every prayer request right now. Holy Spirit, go before us right now to make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And Father God, right now, we stand and decree and declare, save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity unto your people now in the name of Jesus. Let's decree it again. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity in the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus. And Satan, you have no dominion. And Father God, we thank you for the victory for your people now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for victory over all the power of the enemy. We thank you for victory over every pitfall, every snare. We thank you for victory over every failure, God, every mistake, every mishap. We thank you for victory over all desires of our enemies concerning us. We thank you, Lord God, that every negative prayer prayed against us, God, is reversed in the name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in your law, God, we meditate day and night. Therefore, we are like a tree that bringeth forth its fruit now in this season also. Our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. Thank you for every home, every family that's represented on this line. And we thank you, Lord, that every generational curse is broken because of your anointing. Lord, we thank you that by your stripes we are healed, families healed, relationships healed and restored. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God, even here on the line, even now. Father God, we thank you for all of the families that are attached to this call, even now. Father God, we thank you for the vision, Father God. Father, order our steps even now, Father God. Father, guide us, lead us, Father God. Allow us to hear clearly what it is that we need to be doing, Father God. Allow your will to be done, not our will, but your will to be done, Father God. Order our steps in your word, Father God. Touch even our children even now, Father God. Touch our elders, touch our families and our loved ones, Father God. I lift my family up even right now, Father God. Thank you for all that you're doing, even as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, give us peace of mind, Father God, and restoration even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest peacefully, and Father God, allow us to wake up fresh and anew in you, Father God. Father, we give you the praise and the glory, Father God. Touch our minds, Father God. Give us peace of mind, a peace of heart, Father God, that which seems like it's a restless spirit, Father God, allow it to dissipate even now, Father God. Father, allow us to dream innovative dreams and ideas, Father God. Allow them to be birthed through us, Father God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor even now. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
We thank you for our sisters and for our brothers and for our mothers and for our fathers. We thank you for Mother Jordan, Lord God. We ask that you touch her and keep her, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan. We thank you for Zoe Ministries. We thank you for all the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives even now, Lord God. We thank you for touching our businesses. We thank you for touching our education. We thank you for touching our finances, Lord God. We thank you for touching our relationships. Touch our marriages, Lord God. We want you back in the center of our relationships, Lord God. We need you back in the center of our marriages, Lord God. Touch our homes. You bring peace to our homes, Lord God. Protect our homes, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for carrying us for this day, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, dear Lord. We thank you for the love that you cover us with, dear Lord. We thank you for the angels that are around us all day, Father, touching our families, dear Lord, touching those that surround us, dear Lord. We thank you for who you are in our lives, dear Lord. We just give you the glory, give you your honor, Father God. And Father, look upon our families, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord. Look upon those that's not saved, Father God, and we continue to lift them up to you, Father God, for salvation, dear Lord. Look upon our children, dear Lord, that's not protected, dear Lord, but we know that you are protecting them, Father God. Look upon their parents, dear Lord, that's struggling, Father God, struggling single mothers out there, Father God, that's struggling with their kids, dear Lord. Look upon them, Father God. Send the right people in their path, dear Lord. They are in need, Father. So much is needed in families, dear Lord, single family homes, especially for the male children, dear Lord, that's suffering, Father God. I just lift this up to you, Father God, because we know that you are the protector of these kids, dear Lord Jesus. Struggling, Father, in school, Father God, they need your support, Father God. And please, Father, send the right people around them, dear Lord. Look upon the community, dear Lord, all the community's service, dear Lord, in each community, dear Lord. I lift every community service up to you, Father God, that you would touch their minds, touch the decisions that they make in the community, dear Lord. Our politicians, dear Lord, the decisions that they make, dear Lord, that they would stand for righteousness, dear Lord. They would stand to do the right thing, dear Lord. Look upon a hard finance that people are going through right now, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, that you would deliver them, dear Lord. You would show them the way, Father God, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon those that don't have a job, Father God. Uphold them, Father God, because we know that you are there with them, Father God. Look upon the homeless people that's on the street, dear Lord. Don't have nowhere to go, Father God. No food, dear Lord. Lord, we just in a trying time right now, Father God, but you say pray, Father, and that's why we are here, Father God. Lifting people up that need to be prayed for, dear Lord. Look, we just thank you for everything that's going to be happening this season, dear Lord. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. This is the day, Lord God, that you have made. Lord God, we continue to rejoice, Father God. We shall rejoice, Father God, and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you for the sacred space and the place that you orchestrated for us to have intimacy with you, Father God, one with another, Father God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our cry, O God, and attending unto our prayer, Father. Even from the end of the earth, Lord God, we cry unto you, Father. We cry unto you with our whole hearts, Father God. And we thank you that even when our heart become overwhelmed, Lord Jesus, that you would lead us unto the rock. You are that rock that is higher than us, Father God. But you, Lord, have been a shelter for us, a strong tower, Lord God, against the enemy. Father, in your tabernacle, in your presence, Father God, is fullness of joy. And in your presence is shelter. Under your wings, Lord God, we do trust. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Eben North Jordan, our spiritual father. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, our spiritual mother. Father, we thank you for our spiritual mother, Mary, our mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We thank you, Father, for continuing to strengthen her. We thank you for continuing, Father God, to have mercy upon the Jordan family, Father God. We just thank you for each and every one of them, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the children and the grandchildren. We even thank you for those that are not yet born. We thank you for our own families, Father God. We thank you for the families represented here in this house. We thank you for every pastor in this house. We thank you for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher in this house. Father. Every ministry that's represented, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus that covers us all, Father. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for every person, Father, every precious partner that's connected to this house in any way. We thank you for every official holding any type of office, even the deacons and the deaconesses, Father. Oh, yes, God, names of titles, even not even called. We thank you for covering us all, Father. Right now, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you now in one accord, Lord God. And we thank you right now for your word. So when there are two or more in agreement touching, hallelujah, heaven and earth, you would be in the midst. You said we could ask, and whatever we ask according to your word, it will be done, according to Matthew 18 and 19. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us, Lord God. We don't take anything for granted. Any sins, any iniquities or trespasses, sins of omission, sins of commission, Father, in the name of Jesus, sins named and unnamed, we ask you now to cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you that every tongue and every word that has risen against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Lord, we thank you that this is the heritage of your servants.